The 36th National Neighborhood USA Conference began Wednesday. Besides 28 states, there were delegates from Canada, Japan, and the Philippines. The Anchorage Federation of Community Councils hosted the event that focuses on ways to improve neighborhoods. Improvement takes many forms and is represented by dozens of different workshops. Former president and senior NUSA member Elton Gatewood lists some of the beginner-level sessions.
A basic workshop would be how to organize a community. One may be grant writing. One may be how to beautify your neighborhood. One may be how to interact with your elected officials. And so anything that you can imagine, we will address, because a neighborhood is a comprehensive kind of thing.
Gatewood says no matter where the neighborhood may be, the residents normally have the same desires.
It transcends boundaries, okay? It even transcends oceans. That people love to have a good quality of life. They want safety in their community. They want beautification kinds of projects. They want economic development. They want social change.
Current Neighborhood USA President Tig Watts notes while the neighborhood desires may be pretty consistent, the situations they find themselves in can be pretty fluid.
The challenges today will change on you in a heartbeat, so staying current with those are very important.
Watts says that sharing is what makes these annual national gatherings so valuable. George Lee Jr., president of the Spring Lake Neighborhood Association in Birmingham, Alabama, says he's seen something in Anchorage he wants to take back to his community.
Because we have so many abandoned houses and vacant properties that sit because of title situations and stuff of that nature, it allowed us to see other ways, that alternative ways that we could use to better our neighborhoods, get away to blight property, as well as reinvest in that community.
At the same time, Lee has been telling Anchorage delegates about a successful Healthy Start program used by a neighborhood Birmingham school. Watts says another of the organization's goals is to find ways to foster a neighborhood feeling.
The other thing we really try to do is we try to help neighborhoods think about ways that they can get away from the backyard cultures and more back to their front porch societies, and, you know, promoting more neighbor-to-neighbor interaction, promoting more neighborhood organization that encourages more events.
Lee says that's what he observed during the Mountain View tour.
They was really involved in the neighborhoods, bringing about revitalization in the neighborhoods. They showed us the Cook Inland homes that they was doing out in that area, and it was really nice. Showed us some of the log cabins, some of the history still in that neighborhood. And they showed us a beautiful, beautiful sculpture. And there was many faces, all nationalities, it superimposed on steel, right on the corner. I thought that was fabulous. One of the neighbors whose face was on the sculpture was there talking about her experiences in Mountain View, and it was really, really moving.
Besides Mountain View, conference tours included Government Hill, Fairview, Hillside, South Addition, Muldoon, some Anchorage gardens, and the community patrol facilities. The four-day Neighborhood USA National Gathering concludes on Saturday. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.